Welcome to the MHI Cast, the show where we talk to the industry's best minds to uncover their supply chain stories. We explore real-world case studies and get unique perspectives on key trends and emerging technologies from every corner of the material handling, logistics, and supply chain space. In the evolving landscape of the supply chain and logistics industry, the integration of advanced technologies such as automation, robotics, and artificial intelligence is not just a trend, but a fundamental shift in the ecosystem. This transformation is driving the creation of new roles that demand higher technical skills, leading to better compensation and more engaging work environments. As machines take over manual and repetitive tasks, the role of human workers is elevated to more complex problem-solving and decision-making tasks, leveraging the data and insights provided by these technologies. But in doing so, it's important to recognize how these technologies are adopted by the workers. A human-centric approach is key to any successful technology implementation. Here to discuss this, we have Sean Mitchell, who oversees customer operations for Gather AI, and Pete Blair, Vice President of Marketing and Sales at Pickle Robotic Company. Pete, let's start with you. Could you tell us how robots are improving supply chain jobs and the importance of collaboration between people and robotics and automation?
We believe firmly that there is a strong role for humans to be part of the equation, and that automation and robotics should be applied to the types of jobs that people either don't want to do or are hard to hire for. Certainly, you know, labor availability is something we see at all of our customers. Even if they can find people to do some of these jobs, the people don't love doing them. They don't stay doing them. So the ability to augment people with automation is really what we see the future as. So in our case, we look at a robotic solution, or we offer a robotic solution for unloading floor-loaded containers and trailers, which is just brutal work for people in Texas and Florida in the summertime, or in Toronto in the wintertime. And what we see is that people are still part of that equation. So the robot is doing the bulk of the work. You need someone to monitor the robot. You need someone to be able to handle interventions, because robots will be things they come across that just, for whatever reason, they can't handle it. So people are still part of it. So we see people working together with robots and automation is really the future, and it's not an either or, it's really a partnership.
That's interesting. Sean, what are you seeing when it comes to technology empowering human workers and improving operational efficiency?
For a lot of customers, there is a level of timidness when it comes to bringing any automation. Gather's perspective is that we're here for human empowerment. And when I say this, I mean that all of our customers prior to Gather, what they would be doing is placing between 1 and 6 individuals on an automated lift and going up and down through the racking with a scan gun and scanning each individual pallet, either scanning the UPC, the LPN, or SKU code, and then scanning the location to confirm that the correct product is in the correct location. It is a very slow process. Like I said, you're looking at around 40 to 60 locations per hour. But beyond that, it is also very labor intensive to go through and check what I would refer to as known good product. So you have every intention of knowing that it's very likely that the product that is there is supposed to be there. What we're doing is going through and making sure that instead of individuals spend their days checking known good product at a very slow rate on an automated lift, which is inherently, you know, a safety risk, we're able to allow those individuals to quickly scan the aisle and highlight any discrepant locations and say, okay, based on this exception, let's go through and spend your day going through and ensuring that you are fixing problems, rather than going through and checking known good inventory. And so an individual who was previously spending their entire day just inputting data is now utilizing data to make changes in the warehouse, improve the efficiency of the operation, and really kind of leveraging the life of a problem solver rather than inputting information with a scan gun.
So it helps to make the workers' jobs more meaningful and even impactful. Pete, how do you see technology adapting warehouse work to be more appealing to younger generations? With supply chains becoming more tech-forward, will it put this industry in a new light as a career choice?
It's a thing that happens with technology over and over again. People are afraid of what they don't know. They kind of think the worst about what's going to happen. And make no mistake, there are certain types of jobs that will be displaced by automation. But that's a story that repeats itself ever since the Industrial Revolution. I think what's happening is it's taking place in low-tech places, or traditionally low-tech places like a warehouse. And one of the things we see from customers, you know, consistently is they have trouble filling these jobs. And it's a confluence of things. It's the competition, right? Every time an Amazon warehouse opens up in the neighborhood, the competition for those workers who do warehouse work is suddenly really strong. So holding on to people is hard. Some types of work is just really difficult. It's just really physically demanding. And that's a tough thing to get people to do. And a lot of the people who do those jobs are, quite frankly, aging out of the workforce. And then you look at newer generations, and not to be the old guy, you know, casting aspersions, but the reality is that, you know, today's younger generation, for the most part, not really interested in that kind of work, right? They grew up with cell phones and video games and networking and connectivity and all these kinds of things. And they think that's what drives them. That's what they get interested in. Going and walking around a warehouse and putting stuff, you know, picking orders and those kinds of things, not something most people in the next generations who should be doing these jobs really aspire to. So you got to come up with ways to make it attractive.
Great point. Sean, how do you see technology changing the skill sets necessary to run a modern warehouse or distribution center?
I think of my father, who comes from warehousing logistics. He told me, you know, his initial job was in stock record card keeping. That was the hottest new way of conducting inventory. With that, later came the scan guns and barcoded information. And that was kind of a new, exciting way to interconnect all of the systems. And slowly, surely, now we're going to the next level, which really is drones and automation and integration between these systems that use AI with the warehouse management and ERP systems. And so what we've seen then is that the shift is coming more to individuals who are going to utilize the data. So whether that's ability to, you know, even just process things in Excel, or whether that's the ability to utilize the tools available to them, be it AI systems, to actually make better decisions about the data that they're seeing. One of the key things to highlight is that the modern age of warehousing doesn't require everyone to be an expert in AI, but what it does is it requires everyone to know what the tools are available so that they can make the best use of their time and also to make the best decisions for their operation. So it is shifting away from traditional movement of goods and more into understanding the data.
You're so right. These technologies are generating huge amounts of data, so analytics will be key. Pete, what skills do you think will be in high demand in the future?
Yeah, so I would answer that question about what skills people need in supply chain sort of in two ways, right? There's if you think about working in a warehouse and the types of equipment that people come across, right? So being a good mechanic was really valuable. Well, today's systems require much more technology than just being a good mechanic. Being a good mechanic helps, but you've now got to run diagnostic routines. You've now got to SSH into the code base, perhaps, to look at configuration files for everything from, you know, automated storage and retrieval systems to the types of robots that Pickle Robot does. So the job of a mechanic is moving much more away from sort of greasy hands and getting dirty and wiring things to a little bit more tech work, a little bit more computer science, to be quite honest. And so that's part of it. When I look at the other side, I see managing these facilities, right? When I managed the facility, we looked at things like scheduling and time clock and standards for work production and things of that nature. Today's supply chain managers need to be steeped in statistics. They need to know data analytics. They need that kind of stuff to be good at their jobs. Everything gets measured now. There are systems in place to measure it. There are lots of things around data that just drive how we manage facilities as well as how we report them. I would say that today's supply chain manager, if they're not comfortable with statistics and data analytics, they probably won't be successful long term. And they certainly aren't going to rise in their organization without those types of skills.
So as tech and automation create new jobs in the supply chain, what will be the impact on traditional roles?
Yeah, so I think certainly wages go along with higher skills. So if you're a technician who is comfortable working in the technology side of things, going into software, you can definitely command higher wages. We've talked to a number of our customers who have created new roles in their organizations. They generally kind of come out of the industrial engineering groups, but now we have, you know, we're increasingly seeing specific titles around automation and innovation and technology people in the supply chain organizations. And so those are things that are new types of roles that are pay better, to be quite honest, than sort of your average industrial engineer or your average technician. So I think those are things that are helpful and things that we're seeing. When I started my career, we used to look at automation and say, half the automation projects you looked at, you said, I can do that better being manual, right? I can do it cheaper. I can be more flexible. I don't need that automation. But what's happened in the last few years is increasingly, you don't hear that as much. It's more like automation is going to be applied to just about everywhere that automation can be applied. Don't get me wrong, there's still a tremendous amount of manual facilities and a lot of smaller places that will be that way. But even industries like third-party logistics, which traditionally didn't invest in much of anything other than real estate and people, are more and more looking at all kinds of technology, from warehouse management systems right on down to automation and robotics. And so that's different for that industry, and that's only going to grow. Everyone who's in supply chain may not know exactly where they're going to apply robotics, but they all think it's part of their future. So I think you're just going to see that continue.
Sean, do you think that digital literacy skills will become table stakes for supply chain workers?
So I think the biggest one, and this is something that has actually been universally available throughout the working population today, is literacy with computers and literacy with being able to kind of read and understand spreadsheets. It's nothing crazy. It's nothing difficult. And I think the beauty of the system that we provide at Gather AI is it's all visual. It is a web dashboard with images of every location that highlights exactly what the discrepancies are, and the ability to virtually walk through a warehouse and see, okay, this is all of the pallets are laid out exactly as they are in the actual aisles themselves. And so I think it's just a comfort in using computers, which today, you know, 2024 is not a high ask, and something that I think everybody feels quite confident with. From our perspective in users actually coming up and learning to conduct inventory using Gather AI drones, it's a 30-minute lesson. It's very quick. We have individuals up and flying. And again, there is no requirement to actually fly everything. It's just knowing how to select the aisle in front of you, place the drone in front of the racking, and hit go. It is that simple. And as long as folks feel confident in using a smartphone, they're fully capable of conducting inventory with our drones.
Thanks again to Sean Mitchell and Pete Blair for joining us today. And thanks to you, the audience, for listening to this MHI Cast. To learn more about the latest innovations, download the 2024 MHI Annual Industry Report. At MHI, we never stop exploring new opportunities to help you take your manufacturing and supply chain operations to the next level of success. Thanks for making us part of your professional development journey.